Okay, let's start our discussion. Beitza Daf Yutes. Beitza Daf Yutes, and let's discuss the sugya that comes up in a number of places in Shas, and that's the sugya of Bein Hashmashos. The sugya of Bein Hashmashos. The Gemara here on Daf Yutes discusses the halacha of Tevila. We know the Mishnah tells us on Yud Zayin Amabez that one is not allowed to be Tovel Kelim on Yantif. Why? Because it's different days and the Gemara on Daf yesterday's Daf and Daf Yitches, but the Gemara's Maskana is, the last day is, because Nira Kimisakin Kli. It looks like you're fixing something, because if something is Tameh and then I put it into the Mikveh, now it's Tahar, so then I have now fixed it to use in a Tahar setting. Again, the Mishnah might be talking about a case of real Tumah V'Tahara, but it definitely has Lamaisa applications in terms of the Mitzvah of Tefilas Kelim Bizman Hazeh. Where if somebody buys a kli, a metal or a glass kli from a guy, we know that the halacha is that it has to be tovel, nothing to do with kashrus. It's a kosher. It's never been used before. I know for sure it's never been used. But there is a din, according to some Rishonim d'Araisa, according to many Rishonim d'Rabbanan, that I have to add kedusha to the kli in order to be able to use it. So the Gemara says here on the top of Yutes Aman Aleph, Tanur Rabbanan, kli shenitva me'erav yantif, a kli that became tamei in erav yantif, ein matbilin oso ben hashmashos. One is not allowed to be put it into a mikvah during ben hashmashos, meaning not only on yantif is it a problem, or on Shabbos, but it's also a problem on Ben Hashmashos of that day as well. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Yomer, Af Pacholim at Bilan also, Bebrei Shazurach HaRev Shemesh, that's not our sugya now. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, even on a weekday, you can't do it during Ben Hashmashos, because somebody might be rushing to make Ben Hashmashos, and he might miss it, and he won't want to wait until the next day of HaRev Shemesh to have the sunset, which you need after the mikvah. Okay, that's not our issue now. But this is the halacha, Ben Hashmashos. So the question that some Achronim ask is, what about Safik Ben Hashmashos? What happens if I'm not sure if it's Ben Hashmashos yet or not? Right? I don't live at a time period where I have a clock, I have a luach. It looks kind of getting dark. The sun, I'm not sure if the sun went down or not. It's a cloudy day, I'm not sure. So it's Safik Ben Hashmashos. So am I allowed to be Tovel it yet? So that, the question is, does this get into the world of Svek Sveika a little bit? Because we usually know that Svek Sveika is mutter. Svek Sveika is lakula. Even if I paskin Suffolk is lachumra, but Svek Sveika, a double doubt, would be makel. So here maybe it's a double doubt. Suffolk, whether it's Ben Hashmashos yet or not. Maybe it's not Ben Hashmashos yet. And even if it's Ben Hashmashos, twilight, even if it is Ben Hashmashos, maybe Ben Hashmashos is itself daytime. Right? Ben Hashmashos is Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. It's Suffolk day, Suffolk night. So isn't that a double doubt? It's a Svek Sveika. So I should for sure be able to be tovel my kli during Suffolk Ben Hashmashos. Right? That is the question of the Achronim. If you look in the Mishnah, in the Magid Avraham, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, the poskim in the beginning of Siman Reish Samach Aleph, they are machmir. They are machmir. Even Suffolk Ben Hashmashos, one is allowed to be ma'apel. What is this doing in the beginning of Reish Samach Aleph? That's an Arachayim. That's the Zman. That's the Dinim of Halakas Nerus on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Suffolk Chashecha, Vihu Ben Hashmashos, right? Ben Hashmashos, Suffolk Yom Suffolk Laila, says the Shulchan Aruch, quoting from the Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos and Daf Lamed Daled, Ein Ma'aser Nesavadai. I'm not allowed to take off Shumas and Maisras. Right, because that's also fixing. Ve'ein matbilin es hakelim. Ve'ein matlikin es haneros. I'm not allowed to do these, says the Shulchan Aruch, right, the Gemara talks about matlikin es haneros, that's a din daraisa, that's for sure. The first two are derabanan. Ve'ein ma'asra es avada, ve'ein matbilin es hakelim. I'm not allowed to be matbil kelim. Says the Magid Avraham, says the Mishnah Berurah, ve'im nistapik im igiyas ma'am ben hashmashos, gam ken asr. Even if you're not sure if it's Ben Hashmashos yet or not, on Friday, late Friday afternoon, it's still usher to be Tovel Kalim. And the question is, why? Svek Sveika. Svek Sveika, maybe it's not Ben Hashmashos yet, and even if it is Ben Hashmashos, maybe Ben Hashmashos is Yom. So the Bir Halacha here says the Mishnah Berurah, V'lo havi Svek Sveika, the Safek Chesron Yediya, Eino Nichnas B'Klal, Klal B'Gether Safek. First answer, Svek Sveika is where it's impossible to know. Let's say, we had earlier, back on Daf Gimel, remember? We had Suffolk Trefa. An egg gets mixed up and there's 50 eggs. One of the eggs is not kosher. I'm not sure which egg is not kosher. Then that egg falls into a whole mixture of other kosher eggs. So now, I don't know which of the eggs is the one that fell in, and even if it's the one, this is the one that fell in, I'm not sure if it's not kosher or not. So that's a case of sex feika. But here, I don't have a luach. I don't know exactly, you know, when the sun set. That's not a suffik. That's my fault. That's chesron yediyah, right? That's a chisaron in my lack. So that's not called a suffik. That's not called a suffik. Masheki ben hashmashos. That's the suffik chesron yediyah. Eino nechlas klal begeder suffik. Masheki ben hashmashos to suffik lachol olam. One suffik is true. Ben hashmashos. But whether it is Ben HaShmashas yet or not, that's Chesron Yediyah, and therefore that wouldn't be included. Number one. The O Nirali, and this is the fundamental answer, says the Bir Halacha, the Mishamachilo Avi Safek, Tehush Mishem Echad, Safek Yom, Safek Laila. Says the Bir Halacha, really it's one Safek. Right? It's one Safek. Is it nighttime or not? That's the Safek. A lot of halachas of sfeikas is how you formulate the suffix and how you formulate the question, right? In the case that I just said before, it's really two questions. Is this a kosher or not kosher egg? Is this the egg that fell in or not? Ultimately, yes. Ultimately, every suffix could be formulated as, is it mutar or asar at the end of the day? But still, the questions are different. In that case, did this egg come from a trefer or not? Is this the egg that fell into this mixture or not? Those are two questions. Here, what's the question? Is it nighttime or not? That's really the same thing. Is it Ben Hashmashos or not? Is it nighttime or not? And within Ben Hashmashos, is it nighttime or not? That's called Shem Echad. That's not two Shemos. That's really one Suffolk. And therefore, that wouldn't be included in Sfek Sfeika. If you look in, just the third, again, we're going to get to the main approach in a minute. If you look at the Tosefa Shabbos, right, one of the Achronim on Hilcha Shabbos, Mr. Baruch quotes him often, Reb Rifal, Meizlish, Meharkov. Right, so here in the Tosefa Shabbos, he quotes the answer that the Mishnah Berurah quoted, and then he quotes Va'od Tavi Sfek Sfeika She'eno Mishapech to Lo Havi Sfek Sfeika. It's a Sfek Sfeika that can't be flipped, like it says in Yaradeya Simin Kuf Yud. So if you look in Yaradeya Simin Kuf Yud, the Shach has a long discussion of all the rules and regulations of Sfek Sfeika. So one of the rules that he has there is Mishapech. It has to be able to be asked in both directions. Right? In both directions. Ask question A, then question B, or question B, then question A. So here in Os Yud Gimel, Sfek Sfeika, She'enu Mishapech, Eino Sfek Sfeika. A Sfek Sfeika that cannot be asked in both directions. Hadimyon, Matza, Hasakin, Pagum, Lachar, Shchita, Diyesh Sfek Sfeika. You find the knife has a Pigima, the knife has a bump after the Shchita. Right, so that could be a problem, because if the knife wasn't smooth during Shchita, then the whole Shchita is messed up. So Sheva Batsam Amafrakas Nifkam, maybe the knife only got this nick after, let's say, a person goes through, he did a Shchita, and then he continued, and he got to the bone in the neck. So maybe it broke there, so the Shchita was perfect. The Shkita is perfect, it just got nicked afterward. And even if it didn't get by the Etzem, Shema B'mir Basra Shal Simen Nifkam. Maybe it became nicked in the last part of the Simanim, of the Kun and the Vashet, and that's also okay. Because the Shkita was already fine by then. So, it's two different, Zeh Sfek Sfeika, Lo Tucha Lahafoch V'Lomar, that you can't ask in the opposite direction. Why? Shema b'miyad basra nifkam. Maybe it got nicked in the second half of the simin. And v'im tips lo b'miyad kama. And even if you want to say it was the first half of the simin, no, it doesn't work. First half of the simin would be a problem. So you can't have an im tips alomar. It can't go in the opposite direction. Im kain v'adein avelahi. V'lo tuch alomar shema b'miyad basra nifkam. V'im tips alomar shalom nifkam b'miyad basra shema b'ezman frekas nifkam. D'shtem ein chash iser v'akol echadu v'chein kol k'yosu b'zeh. That's his example. But that's going in the opposite directions. So this can't go in the opposite directions. Maybe it's actually, right, maybe it would be banish rashis a suffik laila. And even if banish rashis a suffik yom, it doesn't work according to him in the opposite direction. You might be able to formulate it, but that's a couple of other answers. But maybe there's a totally other answer that why you wouldn't rely on Sfek Sfeika in this case, and that has to do with Ben HaShmashos itself. Not a big sugi in the Achronim. How do we look? Maybe Ben HaShmashos is not a regular case of Sfek Yom, Sfek Laila. Rav Soloveitchik develops the idea. This is quoted in the Rishima Shiurim, both in Masechta Sukkah on on page Nunhei and in Maseches Brachas on Daf Mem Dalet, that there are many rayas that Bein Hashmashos is not a Safek Yom Safek Laila in the true sense of the word. First of all, we don't say, what did we just quote? We just quoted the Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos that the Shulchan Aruch quotes. You can't be Tovel Kalim during Bein Hashmashos. Tovel and Kalim is an Issa D'Rabbanan. Right, you can't take off Shumas and Maestras on Shabbos and Yontif, and not even during Menach Mashas. That's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Being Mafresh Shumas and Maestras on Shabbos and Yontif is an Issa D'Rabbanan. Right, it's Tikkun D'Rabbanan. So why don't we say Safek D'Rabbanan Lakula by Menach Mashas? Menach Mashas is a Safek. Maybe it's Shabbos already, maybe it's not a Shabbos already. So Safek D'Rabbanan Lakula. So Safek D'Rabbanan Lakula, you don't do. Why don't we say Safek D'Rabbanan Lakula by Menach Mashas? Question one. Right, or the Gemara discusses in Zvachim. The Gemara discusses in Zvachim. Dam nifsal b'shkiyas achama. Right, dam becomes pasal by shkiyah. Why does it become pasal by shkiyah? It's a din daraisa. If it's just a savi d'rabanan about bein hashmashos, so maybe you should say that it should be it should be okay. Right, dam karben nisla b'shkiyas achama yotzei shebeskiyas achama kayemes kfar chalos shem laila chalos laila zu posel sazama karben. Why is it nisla b'shkiyas achama? If it's just savig yom savig laila, shouldn't become pasul yet the blood of a karben. You can only do that avoda during the day. But if shki is only suffik, then why do you say that it's vaday nifsal already? It's only suffik yom suffik laila. Another a question or a fascinating discussion. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Hey, what if somebody does malacha bein hashmashos Friday night and motzei Shabbos? Somebody does malacha during the two bein hashmashos. So the Gemara says that you're chayv a karban chatos. Right? I didn't know it was Shabbos. I did malacha during both bein hashmashos, so I'm chayv a karban. Why? Because I definitely did malacha on Shabbos. Right? Either way, if bein hashmashos is nighttime, so then Friday night, I did malacha on Shabbos, even though motzei Shabbos, yeah, I did malacha after Shabbos. That would be okay. But miman nefshach, one of them, I did malacha. That's what the Gemara says. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says there in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Hey, it's only if you did malacha at the exact same moment on both days. The exact same moment. Right? Meaning, let's say Bein Hashmashos, twilight is 25 minutes. So if I did malacha at the beginning of Bein Hashmashos on Friday and at the end of Bein Hashmashos on Motzei Shabbos, according to Rashi, it's not going to be chayef because maybe this was day and this was night. So Rashi says it's got to be the exact same moment on both days, on Friday and on Shabbos. The leka l'sefuke l'hai b'tchilaso l'hai b'sofo. Right, that's Rashi. But if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Hey Halacha Dalid, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perkei, where are we? Halacha Dalid, says the Rambam, Lefichach, Ema Likinbo, Va'osa Malacha Ben Hashmashos, Be'er Shabbos, Uba Motzei Shabbos, if I do Malacha Ben Hashmashos, Friday night and Motzei Shabbos, B'shogeg, Chayef Chatos, Mikol Makom. Chayef Chatos. Doesn't say anywhere that it's limited to the same amount of time. The Rambam just quotes it. If I do Ben Hashmashos on Friday night and on Motzei Shabbos, so then I am chayev. I look in the Magen Mishnah, Pirish Rashi, Kegon Da'avid Le'ko Ben Hashmashos, Deleka Le'svuke L'hai, B'chaz L'hai B'sofo. V'li Nira, Pirish L'Pirusho, Shlo Ba Elo Lama'it, Imasa Malacha, B'knisa Shabbos, B'chidas Ben Hashmashos, Motzei Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, Acharos Asman. Right, Rashi is coming to exclude if you do Malacha early in Ben Hashmashos on Friday and late in Ben Hashmashos on Shabbos, because then you could say maybe you didn't do Malacha during the two times. The Bechia Gavna lo mechayev chatos behechrach lefishi Bein Hashmashos. He's supposed to suffik shema miksasa min ayom and miksasa min alayla kinis karsham umavur bedivrei rabenu aval icher beknisa victim yitzia. If you do it later on Friday night and earlier on Motzei Shabbos, then even Rashi would agree that it's chayev, right? Because then you for sure did it. That would be okay. He doesn't mention though the Magen Mishnah. He explains Rashi, but doesn't point out that the Rambam doesn't make that limitation. The Rambam just says if you do malacha during Bein Hashmashos. So what second? If Bein Hashmashos is suffik yom suffik laila, and you don't have to do it at the same time, so what about Rashi's case? What if you did it early during Bein Hashmashos on Friday and late during Bein Hashmashos on Motzei Shabbos? You shouldn't be chayiv. What do you see? Says Rav Soloveitchik, Bein Hashmashos is not, and this is, he quotes this from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Bein Hashmashos is not a suffik like other sfeikas. Oh, you're not sure if it's day or night. It's what's called a din suffik. It's a time period which has elements of both. It's vadai safek yom safek laila, or vadai chelek min hayom v'chelek min halaila. And that's what he quotes here. Sheko rega shel bein hashmashes mahaves safek yom safek laila al pidin v'yishchiyev bimanafshach. Right, because then if I do malacha bein hashmashes on Friday, so then I have the safek. Like, I have to do a full malacha on Shabbos. So if I do it on Friday night and Shabbos, so on Friday night I have the chatzi Friday night, right, the night time, and on Motzi Shabbos, and I have the daytime of the Motzi Shabbos, right? So you need two Beit HaShemashes. You can't just do it during one Beit HaShemashes, and that's enough, right, for the chatzi laila. No, you need two, because you're mashlim the chatzi laila of Erev Shabbos and the chatzi yom of Motzi Shabbos in order to be mechayev the entire time that Bein HaShemashes is on Shabbos. But again, that's again another proof that Reb Soloveitchik says that it's a different type of safek, and we don't have to go to the Achronim for this. It's a befeirish ritva, right? The Reb Soloveitchik was very excited about this ritva. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, we discussed this in Shabbos Shuva, right? The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma on Daf Mem Zayin, what happens? We know a Kohen has to do kmitza. He has to stick his hand in and pick up the flour and whatever is underneath the three fingers that has to be burned. That's the kometz. Whatever's left in the bowl, that's the leftovers. That's shirayim. That becomes mutter after the kometz is burnt. What happens after the Gemara if a Kohen has flour stuck in between his fingers? What's the halacha for the flour stuck between the fingers? So that's the question that Rabbi Yochanan quotes in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Uza'a. Bein abinayim shomali kum somahu. What about between the fingers? So Amar Papa, digavoy loti boy lucha. The inside the fingers, underneath the three fingers, for sure divadai komotsu. That's for sure komets. Dibroi lo tubay lucha. If it's outside the fingers, that's for sure no question. Divadai shiraimu. It's for sure shiraim leftovers. Kitiboy lucha bene bene. So what's the halacha? My. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Hadar Pashtar Yeshua ben Choza. After Yeshua ben Choza asked this question, he answered it. What was his answer? Beina benayim, safik ninhu. Beina benayim is a safik. So the question asked the Tosfos. It asked Tosfos Arash. It asked all the Rishonim. What kind of Shakla Vatari is this? He had a suffix. What's the halacha? And then the Rabbi Yochanan made this whole introduction, and he answered the question after he asked it. And the answer is, it's a suffix. We knew that in the first place, that it was a suffix. That was the question. He asked Tosfos, Lo Yadana Mai Ka'amar, Hadar Pashta. Usually the Gemara doesn't have this whole introduction of, after he asked it, he answered it. And what's the answer? No answer. What does that mean? Right? We knew that. So Tosfos says, oh, the question was, we thought there was an answer. We thought there was an answer. And the answer is unanswerable. That's Tosfos' answer. Right? It's unanswerable. It's an unanswerable question. That's how Tosfos answers the question. Okay, but if you look in the Ritva says, the question was, is it Yom, is it Laila? Is it like inside? Is it like outside? What's it like? And the Gemara's answer is, it's both. Safek ninhu means that it has elements of both. That's the answer to the question. The question is it either or? And the answer is both. And what did the Ritva say? Vigalameda, given the Safek Kamar, my pshitusa hakalabayan, the efshadachi Kamar, benim binayim, Safek, lefishu nidon, kibifnim, ukibachutz. And then the Ritva adds, Kisafek bein hashmashus, sheyishbo min hayom u min halayla. Wow, right? Just like bein hashmashus, which has a little bit of yom and a little bit of layla. It's a din, has both. See, the Ritva compares it in that way. So if that's true, so maybe that's why you can't say regular sfek sfeika by bein hashmashus. It's not a regular safek which has an answer to the question. It's a different type of suffix. It's suffix yom, suffix laila. And that's why you don't just say suffix derabana lakula. And that's why you wouldn't apply the regular rules of svek sveka. And that's why even suffix ben hashmashos on Friday night, our Gemara says, would say that the one is not allowed to be tovel. Just two other quick points. La halacha. Number one, there's a question that the Achronim asked. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked this question on Daf Beis and Brachas. And that is, we usually have the concept of chazaka de meikara. Right, this is also answered by the Yisod that we just said. Chazaka de Meikara. If you're not sure, something changed, but you're not sure when it changed. So the halacha is, you assume it didn't change until the last moment. Right, a woman, right now is a Be'ula. You don't know when she lost her bisulim. So we assume that it was at the latest possible time. That's called chazaka de meikara. You assume the original status continued until as late as possible. That's chazaka de meikara. So ask the achronim, so why don't you say by ben hashmashus, Sava yom sava laila? Until you know for sure it's laila, it's yom. Because you know for sure it was daytime. Let's say the twilight at night. You know for sure it was daytime, and now you're not sure if nighttime has come. So why don't you say it's daytime unless you know otherwise? Right? Say suffik, it's yom until you know otherwise. So that's Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha on daf beis and Maseches Brachos. So there are different answers given. His answer is that it is sveika de dina. It's not a suffik in mitzius. Right? Chazaka de meikara is only when you have a suffik in mitzius, not a sveika de dina, a suffik in din, which sounds like what we were just saying, that ben hashmashus is not a suffik in mitzius, it's a suffik in din. And there are other answers. This is a chazaka that naturally changes over time, chazaka asui l'shtanos. Maybe that's why if you know it's going to change, then you don't say it's a chazaka de meikara. Maybe you don't look at time as a continuum. Maybe every second of time is a separate entity. Right? It's not like a status that continues. Maybe time is, every second of time is looked at separately, in separate increments. So you can't say that time has continued. So here too, you don't say that the chazaka continued. And a fascinating discussion about time. Rav Soloveitchik compared Bein Hashmashus to Androgynous. Androgynous birya b'fnei atzma, that Androgynous is, again, has a little suffix. Okay, we don't know what an Androgynous is, b'zman hazeh. We know what a tumtum is, but an Androgynous, right, suffix, chatzi zachar, chatzi nekeva, right, the status of an Androgynous, right, so there also, it could be similar to Bein Hashmashus. There is an amazing question. I'll just mention this question, that when Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was a child, Rav Soloveitchik's father, right, once he was a child, his father, Rav Chaim, saw that he was upset about something. So he asked him, what are you upset about? So you might say his team lost. You might say he was playing a game and the kids made fun of him. No, what was he bothered by? There's a machlokas Ramam Raivin. About an androgynous. Can androgynous blow shofar for another androgynous? And there's a machlokas, whether you look at an androgynous as suffik isha, suffik ish, or a little of both. So if you say an androgynous is half zachar, half nekeva. So he had the following question. What if you had a Kohen androgynous who was 12 years old, who went into a cemetery? That's the shaila. What's the shaila? A Kohen is allowed to go into a cemetery, but a Kohenes is allowed to go into a cemetery. So this androgynous went into a cemetery when the androgynous was 12 years old. So is this androgynous Chayev Malkus? Why? If it's a boy who's not allowed to go into a cemetery, but he's only 12 years old, so he's not a gadol yet. If it's a girl who's 12 years old and she's Chayevus and Mitzvahs, but a girl, Kohen, is allowed to go into a cemetery. So would an androgynous 12-year-old get Malkus? That was what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was bothered by when he was a child. Unbelievable. So anyway, so he mentions this subject to his father, and his father's like, good kasha! I think for sure she'll get, I don't know if she, he, right, the androgynous would get Malkus in that case. Androgynous would get Malkus. Why? Because of the chatzi zachar, shetimi es atzmo. Because according to the Rambam, androgynous is not so gadol, but he continues. Anyway, that's an amazing question that he was asked. Lemaisa, getting back to our question, so we don't tovel during Bein Hashmashus. If it's tsarech gadol, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is the only pot, the only plate you have to use, and it's you're having guests over, and you need to use something that requires tefillah, you'd be able to do it even during actual Bein Hashmashus. Chazal warn gozer b'makom sarich gadol. That is the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Hey. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Where are we? Imzet sarich Shabbos vein lo acher yachol litpo ben hashmashus ulevarech kedin." Should even make the bracha there again. If it's b'makom mitzvah, you know there are others. There are other options in Hilchos Tefilas Kelim. Some say be makne to a guy. Then is it better to be makne to a guy and then you want it to tovel it, or is it better to do it during Ben Hashmashus? Right, that's a question that the poskim ask. Either way, this is some issues related to Ben Hashmashus, which is a crucial topic lamaisa and a crucial topic in Lamdis as well. Okay, we'll stop here.